On February 20th, 1962, some 100 million people were glued to their televisions as astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth.
Zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
The team that put him there included thousands of scientists, engineers, and mathematicians. Okay, what image just came into your head? 1960s, square-jawed, crew-cut, white guys? Well, that's most often who you do see in movies and documentaries about that era at NASA. But a new book and movie called Hidden Figures shows the reality, and it's a very different picture, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The new movie, Hidden Figures, was made with some serious star power. Taraji P. Henson, Octavia Spencer, Janelle Monáe. One of the producers is Pharrell Williams, who also did the music.
Running from the man, running from the badge. Don't act like you was there when you wasn't.
A brilliant mathematician who happens to be a black woman is forced to run in high heels to a building on the other side of Langley Research Center every time she needs to use the bathroom, the one marked colored.
Sometimes my mind does when I'm running.
Taraji Henson plays Katherine Johnson, who in real life is NASA's most famous mathematician. At the time, she was one of the so-called human computers.
You think you can find me the Frenet frame for this data? Using the Gram-Schmidt
orthogonalization algorithm? Yes, sir. I prefer it over Euclidean coordinates.
NASA was just beginning to use electronic computers. Astronaut John Glenn had so much faith in Johnson's calculations, he asked that she double-check the IBM.
And he said, get the girl to do it.
Margot Lee Shetterly is the author of the book, Hidden Figures.
You know, I want this human computer to check the output of the electronic computer. And if she says they're good, then, you know, I'm good to go, you know, as part of one of my pre-flight checklists. So the astronaut who became a hero looked to this black woman in the still segregated South at the time as one of the key parts of making sure his mission would be a success.
John reports all systems in the spacecraft are go. The flight trajectory still looks good.
Katherine Johnson calculated trajectories for the Apollo moon landing and the early space shuttle program. President Obama gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her 33-year career at NASA. For Taraji Henson, playing such a formidable figure has been her hardest role yet.
Math and science scares me. It makes my heart palpitate.
Sitting in her trailer in Atlanta on the set of Hidden Figures last spring, Henson said she was surprised she'd never heard of Katherine Johnson before reading Shetterly's book.
I mean, you know, like scientists, mathematicians know her, but the world needs to know her. And so I felt a little angry. Like, why hasn't this story been told?
Turns out there were many women, black and white, working as human computers at Langley. Getting ahead was something else altogether. Math and engineering were male-dominated fields, still are. If you were female and black, it was even tougher. Janelle Monáe plays another of the hidden figures.
You know, these women were so brilliant because if they were off by one number, it could have caused a failure or caused a death in one of the astronauts in the rockets.
Monáe plays Mary Jackson. In the 1950s, her extraordinary math talents were spotted by a leading NASA engineer. He offered her a promotion if she completed a few more classes. But the classes were only taught at Hampton, Virginia's all-white high school.
Every time we have a chance to get ahead, they move the finish line. Every time.
So Jackson petitioned the city of Hampton.
Mary Jackson was very determined. She was not going to sit by and allow anyone to discriminate against her because she was a woman or she was African American.
The city granted Jackson a pass to attend the classes. In 1958, she became NASA's first African American female engineer.
Yes, we can. I feel it like lightning in the forest. Yes, we can.
21st Century Fox is drumming up as much attention as possible for Hidden Figures, especially with audiences most affected by the subject matter, with screenings for engineering organizations, the Kennedy Space Center, and the Smithsonian's new African American Museum of History and Culture. And at 98 years old, legendary NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson is giving interviews. She seems bemused by all of the fuss surrounding the movie. On her role in John Glenn's historic mission, she says she was just doing her job.
It was just an assignment. I'm accustomed to being asked something. And I, of course, answer to the best of my ability. And hope that's the answer they were looking for.
But for Black women working at Langley Research Center today, Johnson and the other Hidden Figures are heroes. And they're elated a Hollywood studio is telling their stories.
Phenomenal. I loved it.
Engineer Julie Williams-Byrd attended a special screening for NASA employees in Hampton, Virginia. She says she feels connected to these women, especially engineer Mary Jackson.
I feel Mary in my spirit. She went after it. She didn't let anything stop her, not even her husband. She had a dream, she had a vision, she had a goal. And that's one thing that we need to tell our young people. You know, don't let anything stop you. If you got a vision, go for it. You can do it.
Astronaut Yvonne Cagle is African American. She says the movie was an emotional experience.
It just brings everything full circle to me. It's my story, it's your story, it's our story. It's a conversation that talks about even with limited thinking, dreaming is limitless. And if you prepare and you persevere, anything is possible.
Watching the stories of these African American women, mathematicians and engineers, Cagle says, made her feel lifted up and off the planet. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.